What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really appreciate each and every one of y'all. And so today I got some cool topics to talk about. You know, I'm not gonna like dwell upon all that shit, so let's get right into it. And so I'm pretty sure that some of you guys have heard about the Jussie Smollett attack. Smollett, whatever you pronounce his last name. I'm sorry, y'all know I'm bad with names. And if y'all don't know who he is one of the main characters of the hit TV show Empire. And he's not Andre. Damn, I forgot his name on the show. But anyways, he's a dude that, well, obviously, he's the gay dude on there, you know? The one that, he's low-key the GOAT. Because I fuck with him more than all the other brothers. And I don't even know his name. How sad. But anyways, that nigga got jumped in Chicago just the other day by two white guys wearing ski masks. And so he went to a Subway. It was like at 2 a.m. or like early in the morning, whatever it was. And he went to Subway because, I mean, a nigga's got to eat, you know? And they pulled up on him and they asked him, hey, aren't you that faggot-ass nigger on Empire? Like, first of all, so once they already said that, y'all already knew that attack was, like, based off of his, like, race and also just off of his sexual preference. And so they assaulted that nigga. They beat his ass. Supposedly they poured bleach on him and all that stuff. And as they're beating him up, they're like, don't you know that this is Make America Great Again country? And I'm like, for all those who listened to our last podcast, the podcast 38, where I talk about the Make America Great Again boys at the Lincoln Memorial, what did I say? Did I not say when we think about the Make America Great Again, hat, we automatically assume racism? Because this shit just proves it right, bro. That every time we see Make America Great Again hat, it always has to do with some racist-ass, ignorant-ass niggas. Although they're not niggas, they're probably like white. But that does validate my point that when I say that Make America Great Again hats, they bring up also the stigma of racism. That just proves it, man. And, like, these guys are homophobic as fuck. Just because Jussie is a certain race and he has a certain sexual orientation, that doesn't make him any less human, you know? That he still bleeds red. He still has feelings. He still feels pain when you hit him. So why would y'all just attack him for that shit? But then again, like I said, it's probably some ignorant-ass niggas who just... But I'm 100% convinced, and I always have been, that if you are homophobic, then you have questions about your own sexuality as is, you know? I mean, because I remember one of my friends back in middle school, he was gay, you know? And I used to fuck with him every... I used to, like, we used to walk home together because we had the same route and everything like that. And he used to get bullied all the time about this shit that's the same shit. Then people would try to bring that shit to me. I'm like, bro, y'all gotta chill with that shit. I used to educate them. And obviously, they'll cool down a little bit, but then a couple of days go by, and it's back to the same routine. Like, why must people bully you based off of your sexual preference? Like, what the... Like, that makes no sense to me, bro. Like, even my homies, man, they used to make fun of him, too. And I used to school them niggas. I'm like, yo, just because this nigga has a preference doesn't mean that y'all should bully him. That makes no sense. Like, why the fuck would y'all do that? Like, they still bullied him, like... couple days after, like I said, but that still doesn't justify why you should bully him just because he decides that, oh, I like guys, or somebody says that, oh, I like girl, like a girl says I like girls, or whatever, man. Like, that doesn't justify that you should bully them at all. And this leads me to ask, why aren't a lot of black straight men talking about this on social media? Because, like, y'all know the Shade Room, they stay posting when any type of, like, bad events happen, like death or unfortunate events. They bring awareness to that shit, and then they show that when other celebrities show support of that shit, you know? And when you're looking at all the other celebrities they're posting up, I'm only seeing like a couple of straight men, straight black men, like they're chiming in on this, like the likes of Lee Daniels, which is his father, Kevin Hart, Steve Harvey, Tyrese. Those are the only guys that show support on the internet for it. But for some reason, I feel like if he was straight, then a lot more black men would have showed support, whenever shit happens to straight black men, you always hear male celebrities say, oh, I'm in support of this black guy or this or that and that. But realistically speaking, like I said, I've only seen a very few amount. But for sure, I know that in a black community, other men don't look at gay men as equals. Like, they really don't. And that is so sad. Like, it's... If we all want equal support, then we can't be stereotypical about that shit and then not show support to our fellow black men, whether he's gay or not. Because just because you're part of the LGBTQ community or you're part of the straight community, we're all human beings at the end of the day. We gotta love each other, man. Why do we tear each other down for that shit? It makes no sense. But shout out to Steve Harvey, though, because he did say that, like, he speaks for all the other black straight men, that we're here to back him up and all that stuff. And I totally agree with that, man. For all the black men that don't show their support, I'm out here showing support for them, because they ain't got balls to do it, I guess. But then again, it could just be a masculinity thing or something like that, because you know how, especially freaking hip-hop niggas, even athletes, they like showing masculinity type of shit, don't want to show their sensitive side or whatever, and I'm just like, man, y'all bugging. Because let me tell you, in the hood, niggas stay talking shit about gay guys, and guess what? Half of the time they talking shit about them, they gay themselves. Like, when... It even happens, I remember there was this one dude in the league, and he came out of the closet and he said he was gay, and the very next season he wasn't in the NBA anymore. And I'm like, what happened? I forgot what the dude's name was, but I'm like, what happened to that nigga? He played for the Brooklyn Nets. But anyways, Jesse, my prayers do go out to you, man. I hope those guys do get caught, and I hope they get what they asked for, because that's just a hate crime. Like, it's just a hate crime. I hope they get maximum punishment. And it's funny because the police, apparently, they now have they have people of interest who they think that might be, like, either A, they are the suspects, or B, they have connections to the suspects. So hopefully they get them niggas. I will be obviously giving you guys an update on that, but it's probably going to be on my Instagram. Check that out. Oh my god, bro. Tommy Lauren is the biggest hater I know, bro. Like, her hating level each and every time she be doing some bullshit on the internet, it just shows me how ignorant she is, bro. Can she just, like, shut her ass up? Like, I just really want... Every time someone is doing good in their life or doing something good that, period... There has to be that one person or one group of people who tries to bring up shit from their past that tries and makes what they're doing, like, obsolete. Like, always. So, in this instance, Tommy attempts to slut shame up-and-coming 2020 U.S. presidential candidate Kamala Harris. You go, girl. By bringing up that she slept with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown in the early 90s. That was two decades ago. Like, literally, 2 decades ago. But anyways, the backstory is that Harris was just a couple of years out of law school. And while Brown was a speaker at the California State Assembly, he appointed Harris to two jobs, which were, one, Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board, and two, the California Medical Assistance Commission. And people are saying that they had an affair going on and that he cheated on her for Harris, but him and his wife had been separated long before they were even long, even before that nigga was elected. And so Tommy went on and tweeted on Twitter, and I quote, "Hey Kamala Harris, given that you're so vocal about the Me Too movement, what are your thoughts on slooping your way to the top of your political career?" Unquote. Oh, do you even know what the fuck the Me Too movement is? Because you tweeting that shit out makes no... Anyways, the Me Too movement is about people who have been sexually abused, or about females who have been sexually abused, or raped, or any of that those type of things. What does her having a consent relationship have to do with the Me Too movement? So me just hearing that you're trying to bring her having consensual relationship with a man and the Me Too movement, it just proves that you're stupid, like beyond reasonable doubt, because those two things have no correlation whatsoever. And like I said, this shit was 20 years ago, man. Like, why the fuck are you bringing that shit up now? What is her having a relationship with a soon-to-be? He wasn't even a mayor when she was, like, in a relationship with him. What does that have to do with anything? Like, is you dumb? Like, you're over here talking about how that, oh, like, you were in a relationship with a soon-to-be mayor, and he's the one that gave you a job. Type of thing, like 20 years after the fact. Look at your president, bro, and you tell me that he's more qualified than she is, because guess what, that nigga paid a porn star $130,000 so that she could shut up about something that they had consensual sexual relations back in 2006. Since you want to bring shit up, I'm like, the man, he's never been faithful in his life, has been heard on the record talking about sexually abusing women, a.k.a. grabbing by the pussy, and he has affairs with porn stars, but he consistently and constantly denies these allegations that have already been proven. So, you is bugging, my guy. You're not even fuck you, Tommy. Just the other day, literally, Cardi B gave her opinion on Donald Trump, the wall, and the government shutdown, which, by the way, is about to take place again in, the next 2 weeks, so be prepared for that, America. And Tommy threw shade, saying that Cardi B is the new Democrat, sponsor, which, she's giving her own opinion. What the fuck does that have to do with... That doesn't have to do with her trying to be a sponsor or anything. That's just her opinion. Can she not have an opinion? Just because she's a rapper, does that mean that she can't have her own opinion about politics or anything like that? You're just a reporter. Since you want to be so, I have an opinion type of thing, because when you went on the record about that, that's the way how you wanted it to come out. She has her own opinion, just like how you have your own opinion. But you bashing other people about their shit, bro, I ain't with it. I'm not here for it. Drop my blunt because of your ass. But no cap, I'm glad that there's a lot of people on her ass about that tweet. People are like, do you really want to go this route? I'm like, are you stupid? People are real life giving their own opinion about the situation, which, make her look dumb, bro. As we should. We need to make her look dumb because she is. But, what is shit that happened to her 20 years ago have to do with the success that Harris has now? That has, if anything, that's built up to her success. That doesn't mean that one tipping point of her life is the only reason that she's where she's at. You're just a hater, bruh. A hating ass female. We don't call females bitches out here. But hey, maybe she just can't believe a black girl could be successful without having sex with someone. Who knows? But anyways, let's talk about some basketball. Yeah, nigga. So I'm pretty sure y'all heard about this Anthony Davis trade. Man. That nigga might come to L.A., but the Pelicans, they're making it hard for L.A. to get him, because they're like, oh, well, if y'all niggas want him, we're going to ask for more, which they have every right to, but I'm like, damn. I don't know if I'd give up. I don't know if I want to give up freaking Kuzma, to be honest with you. I really don't know if I would want to give up Kuzma, because Kuzma is the best player on that team. When after LeBron, obviously. And don't get me wrong, I am a Lonzo fan. And wherever he goes, I'll be happy for him. But at the end of the day, I'm a Lakers fan till I die. And if we get Anthony Davis and trade Lonzo, we have Rondo, bro. Rondo is more than capable of being a playmaker for us. Yeah, he's old, but guess what? There's new talent coming into the NBA every year. So I'm pretty sure Lakers would be fine without a point guard like Lonzo. I mean, and they have LeBron. LeBron's a point guard. He's a shooting guard. He's a small forward. He's a power forward and a center. Like, I don't know. And same thing, I mean, Brandon Ingram, he could... Only thing about Brandon Ingram, he's inconsistent sometimes. But that nigga, he's a hooper. That nigga is a hooper, and I don't know. I don't know what the Lakers should do, because Josh Hart, he started off extra nice, but he's just... Right now, he's just, like, not pouring buckets down. But, yeah, I feel like he's just depending on the three-point ball, and, like... Not like trying to drive, like he drives in and he plays hard defense. His defense is pretty decent at times, but his buckets are not dropping, and that's the only thing that's at fault for him. Zubac, he's nice. I've been telling y'all niggas thought I was joking. That nigga nice. And they want a first round pick, man. So they said they have to start with Lonzo Ball. With freaking Kyle Kuzma, Zubac, and a freaking first round pick. I'm like, y'all niggas, just take the goddamn whole team. Why not? Shit. But yeah, man, Anthony Davis coming to Lakers, that's pretty dope, because he is the best power forward in the league, and he's been the best power forward in the league for so many times. But yeah, freaking that nigga, Coward, he did say that. He did say that Anthony Davis, he just gets injured a lot. He does get injured a lot, which is true. And for him taking over the Pelicans, he's only gotten one series win over the Blazers, which was a sweep. And he's over here saying that, oh, that he's not that great. But I just feel like he's a hater. He's another hater. Because that nigga, all he does is talk shit about players. Like, realistically, I'm like, who's a good player to this guy? Except for LeBron, because I'm pretty sure that's who he dick rides. I don't watch a show, The Herd, whatever it is, I don't listen to him. But I'm pretty sure that's who he dick rides. But every other player, he has something bad to talk about, though. Like, I'm just like, yo, nigga, shut the fuck up. But the NBA grimy for this. They fined freaking Anthony Davis because his agent is the one who notified the team that, oh, he wants to get traded, and not him, not Anthony Davis himself. I'm like, man. But anyways, that's like a parking ticket for him, because that nigga gets paid like, what, $46,000 a month? Or something like that. But that nigga gets paid. He has like a freaking, his contract is huge. But, man, shout out to OKC, bro. They doing their thing out there. PG-13. Oh, you know, Russell Westbrook. The nigga haters are going to hate on Westbrook, but it's okay because he's winning. I don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas have not been DMing me lately. What's going on? Because most y'all niggas, y'all be talking shit to me in my DMs. Y'all really, like, I see it. Y'all really do be up in my DMs talking shit about Westbrook. What happened? This is the third year that nigga's about to average a triple-double again. Again. Like, first of all, y'all said he was stat padding the last 2 years. I haven't heard stat padding in so long because he's doing the same shit that y'all nigga thought he couldn't do. Like, I don't know. But James Harden over there killing it. That nigga just freaking destroying Kobe's record like that. That shit broke my heart. But the only thing that I'm concerned about him is, like, he's going to keep scoring buckets like this, but he's not getting his team involved. Like, all of, like, well, I don't know as of now, but before, all of his buckets were, like, not assisted on. Like, it was just ISO movement, ISO ball. I'm like, damn. Not a single one? That's like, basically telling your team, man, y'all make it, get the fuck out of here. I got this. Basketball is a team sport. It's not a one-man sport. But then again, his steals numbers are up. Like, he has high steal numbers. He is doing his thing. He wants that MVP times two trophy. But I don't know if he'll get it though, because PG-13, he's making a case. His team's winning. He's having like the highest numbers in his career. He's freaking the leader of the Defensive Player of the Year award. Like, that nigga might get him. But realistically speaking, Warriors are still going to take it again because, I mean, DeMarcus Cousins is back, and that nigga is just hooping out there, too. It's crazy. It's crazy how the Warriors are about to three-peat. But if they don't three-peat, then that'll be crazy. That'll be crazy, too. Yo, Denver, where do y'all niggas come from like this? Y'all niggas hooping out here. And y'all haven't even got the GOAT Isaiah Thomas yet. Like, y'all niggas out here. But the way I see the West coming out at the end of the season, Golden State number one, Denver number two, OKC number three, number four, Portland, because they've been number four for a good minute. 5, 6, 7, 8, and I don't know. I really don't know. If Anthony Davis comes to the Lakers, we're coming back to that seventh spot low key. And damn, oh, that nigga Adisa might be right. The Lakers might come in the bottom six, seven, eight. Adisa was right. I hate it when that nigga's right. But yeah, that's the way I've seen the West. The East. The East low key is harder than the West right now. Low key. The way how y'all hooping. No, I'm not gonna front like I've been watching like a lot of games. I haven't been watching a lot of games. Well, I mean, I got a lot of shit I gotta do myself, so I ain't gonna waste all my time on that. All I really watch is Lakers and OKC games. But I've been really paying attention to the East. But Brooklyn is a team that I've been keeping my eyes on lately, though, because D'Angelo over there fucking shit up with them niggas. With Rhonda, they got freaking Dinwiddie. Like, them niggas fucking shit up over there. I'm watching for y'all. Is there anything else that everyone wants to talk about NBA wise, bro? Oh yeah, like I said, Warriors. I still feel like they're taking it. Derrick Rose, that documentary that he's about to come out with, bro. That's a must watch for me. I have to watch that because Derrick Rose, like, that's just like one of the players that I really look up to, and I like, nah, that's a must watch for me. That's just coming on April 11th. It's a minute away, but can't wait for that. The All-Stars, man, I don't know. I don't get it why, like, they ask for the votes. Oh, well, then again, they ask for the players' votes, and the players' votes count just as much. So never mind, I get it. But, man, Derrick Rose better be in that freaking reserve spot, for sure. He has to be. Luka Doncic, I don't know, man. You're a rookie, but you hooping out there. So they might give you that reserve spot, too, but who knows, man, because that spot, there's a lot of other competition that might be stacked up ahead of you, boy. In the East, I mean, I didn't really expect anything less from the East. Congrats to Kemba, though, man. Kemba on that starting position. That's what's up. I like that. But he's been killing it. Kemba, you've been killing it. your team's been quiet. Like, and I don't mean quiet as in, like, they losing and stuff like that. They've just been quiet. They've been under the radar like usual. And but that's just Charlotte, you know? Oh, and it's going to be in your home, in your home court, so you already know what's good. You about to go off? But, yeah, man, I mean, that's just how it goes, I guess, for the All-Star game. It doesn't matter the fan votes anymore, which I like that. I do like that. Dunk contest, I'm taking Dennis Smith Jr. Three-point contest, dang. Three-point contest looking lit. I don't know who's going to take it. But they playing homeboy at the Spurs. What's his name? I forgot his name. I'll probably just type it down here so y'all can see it. But he has the highest three-point percentage in the league right now. How is he not in the three? And they saying that he hasn't scored enough. He hasn't, like, scored enough three-pointers for him to be in the three-point contest. That doesn't sound right to me. Hopefully he gets in it, though. I'm pretty sure the NBA will do the right thing and get him in there. If not, then they some chumps. But anyways, y'all, that's literally all I have for today, man. That was a good amount of podcast for y'all. You know, don't want to talk too much out here because there'll be some podcasts that'll be out there for like an hour and 30 minutes. I'm like, God damn, I don't know if I could listen to all that. I listened to 30 to 45 minutes, but not an hour and a half, not 2 hours. Shit, the fuck? But anyways, y'all, this is your boy, ABK, and thank you back for entering back into the nigger room. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. We out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.